From the KBUT studios in Crested Butte, I'm Christopher Biddle with your local newscast for Thursday, October 17th. Colorado is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to decide whether presidential electors are required to vote for the candidate who wins the most votes in their state. The move comes after an appeals court ruled that former Colorado Secretary of State Wayne Williams was wrong to remove a presidential elector who refused to vote for Hillary Clinton after she won the state's popular vote in 2016. Current Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says the court ruling, quote, undermines voters and sets a dangerous precedent for our nation, end quote. She added, when voters pick a candidate, they expect presidential electors to honor the results in their state. Legislation before the U.S. House Committee on Natural Resources today would provide Colorado with a $27 million boost for state wildlife agencies to help protect wildlife. 91.5 KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
Nationwide, the Recovering America's Wildlife Act would provide $1.3 billion for wildlife management strategies and habitat restoration. Bruce Stein is the chief scientist with the National Wildlife Federation. He says the hearing is the first step in moving the act forward in Congress.
Even though there are a lot of efforts in the current administration to roll back some of our core environmental safeguards, we think that we also have to step up our proactive conservation efforts.
Stein says there's a growing need for conservation and referenced a recent study that found the bird population in the U.S. and Canada has fallen by nearly 30% over the past 48 years. He calls the Recovering America's Wildlife Act a unicorn in Washington because of its wide bipartisan support. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
Former Governor John Hickenlooper is way ahead of his Democratic rivals in the fundraising race for a U.S. Senate seat. KUNC's Scott Franz has the details.
Hickenlooper's $2.1 million haul in the last 3 months is more than four times bigger than the amount raised by his closest rival. Still, former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff is celebrating his $430,000 total, saying his fundraising ramped up last month. Of the remaining candidates, former State Senator Angela Williams posted the third highest fundraising total after bringing in $108,000. But all the Democrats are still behind Republican Senator Cory Gardner, who raised more than $2.4 million this quarter. I'm Scott Franz.
The Gunnison Country Times reports that David Jackson, the brother-in-law of Jacob Millison, was sentenced last week in connection with the death of the latter to 10 years in prison for a Class 3 felony tampering with a deceased body. Jackson pleaded guilty to charges last year. His wife, Stephanie Jackson, Millison's sister, pleaded guilty to similar charges earlier this fall and will be sentenced in November. Deborah Rudabaugh, mother of Stephanie Jackson and Jacob Millison, admitted to murdering her son and was sentenced to 40 years in prison. You're listening to KBUT Community Radio News. Thanks for tuning in.